You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode 65, your Have Done list. Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here. Hello again, everyone. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I'm calling it your Have Done list. And this is inspired by a women's conference that I got to participate in last weekend for my stake. And it was all about simplifying your life, your kind of day-to-day stuff. And it was really good. And there was a lot of things that hopefully were not just change how you do this, change how you do that. It was a lot of mindset things. But one of the sisters shared something that I thought was really cool, and I loved the idea, and so I wanted to share it with all of you. She was talking about that one day, instead of having her list of things that she needed to do, she decided to write down everything that she did. And it started in the morning, and I think it was by noon, she had already filled something like 3.5 pages, things that she had already done. And I thought that this was such an incredible exercise and something that we all could benefit from doing to help us realize just how much you are doing, just how much we all are already doing. We get really focused on our to-do list, and sometimes we don't accomplish that to-do list, or sometimes we keep adding to that to-do list, and so it keeps growing even though we are working really hard and getting things done. The problem with the to-do list is that it ignores everything else that we have done. So I know my mom has said before that if she has a to-do list, if she's not crossing things off, she writes down the things that she has done so that she can cross them off. And so this is kind of around the same idea, but instead of focusing on, I need to get this done, it really is just shifting that focus to what have I done? And let's have everything count. I got out of bed. I showered. I got dressed. I got my kids up. I made sure my kids got breakfast. I gave everyone a lunch. I gave everyone a hug and a kiss before they went to school. I weeded in the garden. I made the phone call that I needed to make. I reached out to someone who I felt prompted to, right? We can put everything in there, every single thing. And the reason why this is so powerful is because we're not focused on the things that we need to do and then coming from a place of lack or not having enough. It's looking at, I am filling my life with so much goodness. And here's the other thing that I want to say along with that. Sometimes the things that we have done that we feel a little bit ashamed of or embarrassed by can still go on that I have done list, and it may be exactly the thing that you needed to do. I'm talking if you sit down and take a nap or just breathe or just read a book, something that doesn't seem like doing anything still counts as something that you have done. This is also going to include things like, I scrolled social media, and I think it'd be so interesting to see just how long maybe you've done something like that. Not to beat yourself up, but to recognize, I had time in my day to do this. And then we will take that information, all of the good, all of the bad. I don't even know if that's the right thing to say, the good and the bad, but simply the things that we've done and the things that we're glad that we did and maybe the things that we're not super glad that we did. And we can take it and we can learn from it. But try that out. Try just doing a simple little exercise of writing down everything that you do in a day. Maybe you have that ongoing throughout the day, maybe in your phone or a little notebook or piece of paper, or maybe it's at the end of the day. What did I do? And every single thing counts. At this women's conference, I shared a quote that was from the Relief Society Centennial Monument that is from Temple Square. Now, I don't know if it's actually still at Temple Square with all of the renovations that have been done and are being done, but this was on one of the plaques on underneath the Nauvoo Bell. And it was all about, it was a dedication and list of gratitude to women in the church and all of the acts of service that are done without praise or recognition or reward. And what I really loved about it and why I shared it at that women's conference was to help each of the women there realize that the little daily things that we do are so important. They are the building blocks. And I read something just recently. I think it was from one of the apostles talking about his mom for Mother's Day, which, by the way, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there, talking about that the time in a child's life that is so formative for a child are the years that the child doesn't even remember. And so I just loved that reminder that you are doing things. Your day is filled with things that you are doing. And a lot more of it is worthwhile and vital than you currently realize. So that's my invitation to each of you. Make your have done list and then celebrate it. You're doing great. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.